Meanwhile, George Knox was away a lot in Colorado.
Well, the first day I reported to work, which was February 14th, 1952, told me he was getting ready to go to Colorado for a few days, and while he was gone, he wanted me to find a new office space. Our lease was expiring. City National Bank needed a new TV commercial, and Hotel Black needed a new color postcard, and off he went. I knew nothing about producing a TV commercial or a color postcard. I very quickly got acquainted with the freelance talent in the community. That's the way I operated originally, because he didn't have a staff of producing people. He had a couple of gals and nobody that knew how to do this. That's how I got along for a long time, was external production. Found us a new location, built a little building immediately west of St. Joseph's Cathedral, the 4th and Harvey, and moved in there in May of 1947.
Then soon a name change came about.
Yeah, George was gone all the time. He had a luxury soap business in Colorado Springs. And it became more interesting to him. He wanted to actually move to Colorado Springs. And he was gone so much the first year, I suggested this name change to be effective immediately, which it was, Knox Ackerman, on January 1st of 1953. No change in ownership involved, just merely the change in the name. But then a couple of years later, I said, you know, George, this is silly. I might as well buy you out because you're not here. You moved to Colorado. So we worked out a deal, and I got a five-year contract to buy my Thomas a year for 5 years. That was 1956.
So what we can say is George Knox served as the springboard for all the accomplishments in the advertising world. Yeah, it really started with him.
That's right. That's right. And he gave me a lot. He gave me a good name, a going concern, and an appreciation for the creative product, which is what we were all about in the advertising business, as you know.
Yeah. Let's talk about Progress Beer. You did the commercials. You performed.
Well, that was sort of an accident. Very shortly after closing the deal with Mr. Knox, Progress, which was a tavern beer, realized that for their future, they had to get into the supermarkets, like all the beer. And so, very suddenly, I had to get a package designed, all kind of new territory for me, and new commercials. What we had for commercials were wrestling commercials. They were just back to the original days of advertising, where you flip cards over and show pictures. Terrible stuff, but I bought a half-hour show to run every Friday night. And it was a family show. So I needed these new commercials, and I hired a good-looking, articulate young man named John Harrison, who was an announcer on the radio and television, to do these commercials. So they're on the air on a given Friday night, and Saturday morning my phone rings, and John Harrison said, "I understand we were on television last night." Well, I said, "Yeah, what do you think we've been doing for the last 6 weeks?" And he said, "You got to get those off the air, Ray." I didn't know that. Well, he was lying through his teeth, but what I know happened is his dad, Walter Harrison, was running for mayor. And I know he got John the night before, and he said, "I'm afraid those beer commercials are going to kill me, so you got to get them off the air." So I had to have some new commercials produced by the following Friday. So I thought, well, gee, I could do those. Anybody could do those. So I hired a guy named Doc Smith, freelance photographer. We shot me drinking beer with a few beers in me, with no beer in me, and with one beer in me, and they were all pretty bad. Went on the air with them Friday. Something else I didn't know was that the FCC had a rule about you could sip beer on television, but you couldn't chug a lug it. At the end of my commercial, I mean, that big old glass was tilted to the ceiling and every drop was gurgling down my throat. So that was a problem the next day. And I thought they were so bad. So Monday morning, I went down to the client with hat in hand, expecting to get fired, and said, "You know, I'll get you some new commercials as soon as I can. That's all I could do, short notice." And they said, "Well, you know, it's a funny thing. We've had two calls this morning. One of them was some guy who said, 'How I get, boy? He sounds like a good old Arkansaser.' The other call was from a lady who said, 'Well, I liked him because he obviously wasn't one of those professional announcers.' So the commercials ran, and they ran, and they ran, and they ran. Well, I got to be known by everybody as the guy that drank beer on television. And I guess the bottom line of this experience was the Sunday in church with my wife one day. She was pregnant. She had on one of these new maternity outfits invented by a lady in Dallas called Page Boy. That was where you had a big hole in the skirt, and your blouse came down over it, and then at the top, you tied a string. So there was a little boy sitting a couple pews in front of us. He was just staring at me, and I knew what he was thinking. He was thinking, that's the guy that drinks beer on television. So at the gospel, precisely when my wife and I stood up, he pointed at me and yelled, "There's the guy that drinks beer on television." And by coincidence, my wife's skirt fell off at the same time. So somehow or other, that ended up being a TV announcer, I think.
So you ended, but it was effective, the campaign.
I guess it was. Part of his beer was pretty good.
Because you looked like a good old boy drinking beer.
Looked like a good old boy from Arkansas. After a year or two, Progress wanted me to go to work for them as sales manager, with the understanding that I would be president of the brewery in 2 years. Well, that was pretty tempting to a young man in his 30s, so I contacted George and told him I had this offer and I had to consider it. So he agreed to cut the price. The original cost of the agency was $40,000. And I paid 1 year about $8,000, and he cut the balance in half. So I went down to the bank to ask them if they'd lend me the money. I didn't have any money. My father-in-law guaranteed the loan. They loaned me the money to buy it.
So you paid how much?
Originally, I paid
$40,000.
$40,000. I ended up paying about $20,000.
And you were about 33 years old when that happened.
That was 57 or 8, so I was 35.